If you've ever had a tiny little dream of writing a book, you need to tune in to the insights of Richard Hagen, MD of Empower Publishing, who incidentally coached me through writing my first book and then became my publisher. In the next 10 minutes, you'll get the wisdom of 30 years of publishing to guide you through deciding which of the three main types of books you're most interested in writing. And he'll also give you some really surprising and practical recommendations to make sure that your first book doesn't turn out to be dull as dishwater. Let's dive in.
Because you are taking part in the Joy at Work Summit, I'm hallucinating that you're in the process of reevaluating or revisioning your current and future reality. Now, quite often, at moments like this, that quiet voice that's nagged you about writing a book can begin to get louder and more insistent. So, as you don't have much time to waste, how do you know if writing a book could be a useful journey to begin? Authors and publishers have, as you can imagine, done really well in crafting great romance around the writing, authoring, publishing world. This mystique hides the confusing and overwhelming realities of the terrain which most business experts or would-be writers know nothing about. It's very easy to get caught up in this romance and then find yourself investing time, effort, energy, hard cash, driving yourself headlong into a dead end. Now, having spent more than 35 years in the publishing world and running my own publishing business for the last 15 years, mentoring and supporting writers with their projects, I want to help you understand if this book thing is a good fit for you. And if so, which kind of book you could write and which is likely to be the most joy-filled experience for you. And I'll also give you one or two simple tips to help you get started in your joyful book journey. There are three core kinds of books most folk write. Now, I'm not talking here about novels or poetry or academic stuff, but general non-fiction books. The first is the one that quite often other people tell you that you should write. They might have heard you speaking or some of your stories about the challenges you've overcome, and they've encouraged you to write it all up. In this book, you'll write down the stories of the experiences you've had in life or business or perhaps both and share them, maybe with occasional teaching points. This book is really all about recording and retelling your experience. Now, the second kind of book is the book that you need to write for yourself so that you can make sense, bring everything together of what you know, the way you work, and the unique approach and value which you bring to the world, to business, and so on. Now, this often starts when someone starts to write down everything they know about the stuff they know. And this helps you restructure your existing expertise and represent it for where you want to go in the future. The third kind of book is the book that your readers desperately need, the one that is focused more on changing the story of your readers than telling your own story, the one that's more focused on your insights than your information, the one that is carefully crafted, carefully curated to create a transformation journey for your reader, just as you do in your business and your life. This book revolutionizes the results your reader can achieve. So now, let's get practical. First of all, identify which of the three approaches seems to make most sense for you at this time about you, for you, for readers. If you want to focus on telling your story, here's one way to avoid the this happened to me, and then that happened to me, and then this other thing happened to me, and that means deadly, dull trap. And most people fall into that. When you have a list of all the stories or experiences you want to pop into your book, take a look at each one and think about the most important climactic or significant moment when you come to write the story out. Experiment with starting at the most significant moment and notice how it changes the energy, the meaning, the power of the story. Now, if you want to focus on writing a book to make sense of everything for yourself, then you'll probably be tempted to start by doing an info dump to capture some kind of mini encyclopedia of everything you know, do, and so on. But why not start by focusing on maybe four or five of the most significant client or work experiences you've had? Now, it's really important not just to focus on the really successful ones. Quite often, the most difficult, challenging, or even the failure experiences have so much more to teach us than the easy wins. Now, when you think about these people or situations, which insights emerge? How would this change how you approach accumulating or collecting all your information? And then finally, if you're keen to dive in, to go for that book that is designed to get powerful results for your readers, take a look at the hidden angers, the frustrations, the resentments, or the fights that you have with the established, common, normal ways your profession or field operates. Shatter those sacred taboos you think are nonsense. Pour out the snake oil the sales folk peddle so shamelessly. Crush the cliched solutions that lead to nothing or even disaster. What does doing this, tapping into that, reveal about your beliefs, your values, your own unique approach to rescuing your readers from the nonsense that surrounds them? Harness that energy as you curate their journey of transformation. If you do think writing is something that can really help you at this time of re-evaluation and revisioning, and you want to relish writing your book, then here's what you can look forward to. The About You book is relatively easy and quick to create. You'll enjoy a real sense of personal satisfaction in recording and retelling everything for yourself and those who are interested in your past. The For You book does take more time and more reflection, but it also drives deeper insights and self-acceptance of your own unique authority. And this also puts a really solid foundation in place for any change that you want to make for the future. And finally, if you choose to really dive into the For Your Reader book, you're driven by results for your reader, for your business, for yourself. This obviously takes more time, more energy, more craft, but it also creates more powerful results and a long-lasting legacy for your readers, your business, yourself, because it focuses on creating transformational value to their past, their present, and most importantly, the future. Now, whichever book you choose to write, be clear about which one it is. This will just save you so much energy and time and will take unnecessary pressure off your shoulders. And remember, even if you write a book, whichever kind, you're under no obligation to get it published. You might discover that simply the writing of it turns out to be the main result you wish. And that's great because it means when you do choose to publish, you can be confident that it is in the strongest position to do what you want it to do. Go on, author the future.
If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy my Life Satisfaction Assessment. It's a 30-minute program where I guide you through a deep dive into 10 areas of your life to assess what's bringing you joy and what's bringing you down. I call it Derailed. It's a fabulous place to begin a joy at work redesign.